Shir Tzadikei, Yom Dalet, Chav Dalet Adar.
Meisiv Rov. We learn in Rav Gidal that Chai Belavi Banat Misyabem ולנו רב גידל על חייב אליו עם ענת מסייאבם לפי רש"י מצד ולוקחו דת במילא שזנת רוי ללקוחי לפי תסיס חייב אליו עם הנשמאת פם יבימתוי אבל ויני דבי איזה מיות על חייב אליו עם דת ענת מסייאבם מי סברו ואיסור מצווה ואיסור קדושו בואו לאכול אצלו נפטרו צרוסו ואיסל כדאי תרחי ולאבי מדי רייסה לחליצה רמיה לאיבום לרמיה כי בוא לאו המי נפטרו צרוסו why she patters the tzor? She's mufka from the parasha and if she's mufka from the parasha she will not patter her tzor that's the gemara's kasha she's mufka from the parasha and if she's mufka from the parasha she will not patter the tzor הוא מויסיב לו והוא מפרק לו לצדוד עם קטוני בוא לאו איסור מצווה So the Marsho is oimed in a ore bepshat. Maybe we could be mizvakeach with the Marsho, but the Marsho shtol ze ore. The Gemara says, Isur mitzvah v'isur kedusha bo'o le'ochol atzlo niftero tzoroso. V'isal kedai techai v'lavi midei reise lechalitze rami li'ibum le'rami ezaf koefun de parche ki bo'o le'o amai niftero tzoroso. Frag the Marsho, why the Gemara is only asking a kasha ki bo leo amai niftero tzoroso? Does it a ganze kasha? Why niftero tzoroso? Why you're not asking a better kasha? Why is she herself? Why is she herself as niftero? She needs a chalitza. She's not oile leibum. If she's not oile leibum, so she herself will need a chalitza. The only question is, am I niftero tzoroso? Or niftero tzoroso? She herself is mashma that it's good that she's out. You're discussing what happened to the tzor. She herself needs chalitza. Don't ask, bolo cholatzlo niftero tzoroso. Why niftero he? She herself needs chalitza. And you can't ask, no, steht in Breis and Nifter Zoroso, so you wanted to stall the Kasha of Nifter Zoroso. Because the Kasha is stronger. Not only how she has a koyach to patter the Zoro, how she has a koyach to patter herself. What? No. Wait. You're getting ready with the Shtekel Teira that we said, Lefi Rashi, we'll get to that Shtekel Teira. We'll get to it in a second. But the Pashtus Rove learned that it's Afkoy from the Parsha, right? We have to know what is Karim Belokachas B'Dievet. In a second, we'll get back to Karim Belokachas B'Dievet. The Pashtus Rav Gidal has a miut from Velokho that she's potu meibu. Lefitesis is a miut from Yevimtoi that she's potu meibu. Freg de Gemore Akashe. And Braisa state that Bo'aleo Nifter Otzoroso. Why she patters a tzor? Why she patters a tzor? Read the Braise inside. What's the Braise? Read the Braise inside. Frag the Gemara, why Nifter Otzoroso? Why Nifter Otzoroso? Frag the Marsho, why you ask you? Not to get to the Rashi and the Mishnah. Stay in Braise and Nifter Otzoroso. Frag Rashi, frag the Marsho, why are we asking on the Tzoro as mashman that not only she's potur, even the Tzoro? Frag the Gemara, it's not Emmet that the Tzoro is potur. Why did they ask about the Tzoro? Ask on herself. And why it's a better kasha? And the Tzoro, stake kasha, why she patters the Tzoro? We saw in the Sugis later on Arba Achim, Chalit Biopsula, Poetera Tzoroso, Loipotera Tzoroso. She herself, normally it's much easier to patter. But Lemaisa the Kasha has to be, while she's Mufka from the Parsha, she herself doesn't have to be Potter. So the Gemara has to be medayik. I'm explaining why the Marsho makes it for a diuk. Some argue in the Marsho what the Marsho wants. In Brayse state on the niftar tzoroso, we're talking about the tzoros. So frag the Gemara, it's not emes that the tzoros is potu. The Gemara could have asked also why she's potu. The Gemara asked why the tzoros is potu. But the Marsho means on the tzoros you can ask even if it's not mamish mufka from the parsha. If it's a chalitza psula, it's a bia psula. But she herself, if you hold that she's mufka from the parsha, so yibum is nothing by her. So why the Gemara stel the kasha on the tzoros? As I frag the Marsho. Zog the Marsho Chidush that we only discussing the Torah of Bashir herself, even Lefir Rav Gidal that Chai Velavim Amufka from the Parsha, she herself is potter. If you did beer to her, she doesn't need chalitza. Tzorosa needs chalitza. Tzorosa need beer. Of Bashir herself, she's potter and gans. As I zog the Marsho Pshat in the Gemara. מחודש דיקי פשט. אז זה זוג דמרשו. That מדויק in the Gemara that even לפי רב גידל, רב גידל is the most stark, that רב גידל learns that חייב אליו אם אני סמאת, נעד גזר בי ראשון, נעד מצד אפשר בחליצה, נעד מצד אין עשה דרך אלו עשה ועשה, פה שזה זה מיות. אבל it only could not part of the Torah. אבל she herself is potu. אז זה זוג דמרשו. Why זוג דמרשו she's potu? So the words of the Marsho, as the vow without what we said, Zog de Marsho, Eine chenami de yibum is not chal, Oba tzchal midin kiddushi. She becomes mekudeshes. Her isha nikmes bebiya. So she becomes mekudeshes. Val she becomes mekudeshes, she's potu michalitza. Isha la shoyal, why? Why val she becomes mekudeshes, she's potu michalitza? She herself becomes mekudeshes. He did a bia to her. She becomes mekudeshes. If she becomes mekudeshes, b'meile she's potu michalitza.
It's like the shame.
Making shem is only the parsha of Yibum. We don't make up a parsha. It's not a kama shem. Kama shem is only with a parsha of Yibum. Zog de Marsho, even there is no parsha of Yibum, you don't need chalitza. Why? Zog the Marsho like this. Every Yevamah that becomes a Isha Sish is not Potu Meibum. Why this lady is Potu Mechalitza? Because Yibum anyway she doesn't have to have. What she has to have? Chalitza. But she's Chai Velavim. Chai Velavim a Potu Meibum. What she has to have? Chalitza. If the only thing that she has to have is Chalitza, Zog the Marsho, Meshuni Dikazach. Kevin shelekocha nasi ki ishto lechol dovo. The Gemara said in Amud Aleph, the Gemara asked the Kasha, when you make Yibum and you divorce your wife, maybe she will need chalitza. And the Gemara said, the first line in Chof Amud Aleph, Kevin shelekocha nasi ki ishto lechol dovo. State that when you become a wife, you become part of my chalitza. Mamash sisra teref for the Marsho. Oh, you ask a good kasha. L'chure the Marsho means with kavanah. You ask a very big doichalik. So to answer Mendy's kasha divine, we will answer. Avada the Marsho is going with kavanah. I want to explain. We're learning Marsho. Marsho is not a shtikul teira. And the Marsho pshat. The Marsho learns pshat a gemore. The gemore is learning that she herself is potu because it's kiddushin. So Mendy is asking about Das. So the Pashtas, the Marsho learns with Das. Now the Pshat is Azeh. The Gemara cannot ask a Kasha on her, because on her we will say that he had a Das. We're talking Taki that he had a Das. You could ask a Kasha and the Tzorah. Avada, you're right. And the case that he would not have a Das, you would ask the Kasha also on her herself. But when the Gemara wants to shtel the Kasha, how the kasha is meshubachas, to ask the kasha and the tzor. But she herself, zog de marsho, she's mekudeshes. Zog de marsho, we'll explain this marsho be'archove. Zog de marsho, avol berashi kosuv loy kemoini. Where is the rashi? The last rashi in the omud. The last line. The Gemara says, dear machleikis, if almoni lekoin godel poiteres soros or not, zog trashi, Poiteres oiso vesoroso minachalitzo vesagilo beget. The man the Omar ain't a poiteres, not oiso venat soroso. Both of them need chalitze. Zog dem arsho and Rashi steht nicht dasselbe. So the while we have a medrash plier, we'll have to explain it. The last Rashi in Chof Amud Beis. Rashi says, "Poiteres oiso ve'soroso min achalitzo ve'sagilo beget." Aber le mandomar eino poiteres, it's not oiso ve'not soroso. Not oiso ve'not soroso. B'meile, so let me again say it. So lefi demarsho, again, well, in a second we'll explain demarsho, the Gemara didn't ask a kasha on her, because on her, the kiddushin atoifes, and b'meile, she doesn't need chalitza. And Rashi steht nicht aze. What Rashi is not masking with demarsho, either he's not masking that it turns to become a kiddushin, either he holds, even if it turns to be a kiddushin, but he's not masking to the second sisra teir for demarsho, that if you have a kiddushin, b'meile, you don't need to do chalitza. If she's a yevam, she's a yevam. Before we mamshich the Gemara, the Kerenoiro fregt a starke kashe. Side the Kerenoiro, then the Biyuda also asks this kashe. The Biyuda has a sefer Doirish Letzio. Fregt the Biyuda. Doesn't understand Rove's kashe. Rove is asking a kashe. Why she patters the tzorah? Why she patters the tzorah? Weiss nois, Rav Gidal is wrong. Chavelavim anat nismayet me'aparsha. This is what Rove wants to prove. Lefi Rav Gidal, that Chavelavim nismayet me'aparsha. So b'meile, she will not patter the tzorah. Lefi me, that Chavelavim anat nismayet me'aparsha, she will patter the tzorah. Frag the Neide Biyude in the Kiran Eiro. Even if we will say that Chai Velavim Anat Nismayet Mea Parche. Aber steht in the Gemara that Lu Yitzuyer Evs Efshar Lekayem Shteyem, then you cannot do Yibum to Chai Velavim. And then the Chai Velavim in Boalu Lekonu. This is the last line of the Gemara. That if Efshar Lekayem Shteyem, if Efshar Bechalitze, Rava says in the last line of the Gemara, would have to be the Aloha in Boalu Lekonu. Only if Esa de Chaloisa say, so then the Yevama could patter the Tzoro even though she's a Chai Velavi. But if Efshar Lekayem Shteyem, we will not say that Esa is de Chaloisa say. Frank, the Keren Oiro, is two Yevamas here. Val is two Yevamas here. So it's considered Efshar Lekayem Shteyem. Val is two Yevamas here. It's not one Yevama here. It's two Yevamas here. So why, Rav says like this, Lefi Rav Gidal, why be also Poiteres Tzoroso? Harei she's Chai Velavim, she's Mufka from the Parsha. But without Rav Gidal, it's good that she patters the Tzoro. Why she patters the Tzoro? Because she's only a Chai Velavim, Esa Deich Eloisese, and she could patter the Tzoro. Why Esa will be Deich Eloisese here? Harei Efshar Lekayim Shneim by marrying the second one. So here you don't have a heter, a vesa de chaloisese. And the Gemara says in the end of the page, Rava says, that the mokim she efshar lekayim shteyim, im balu leikonu. So it's efshar lekayim shteyim? What? No. As they stayed in the Gemara. Yisro mitzvah, bo leo, echo b'diftor ha-tzorosa. It doesn't stay that tzorosa is not chai velavim. As they freak the Keren Oiro. הרי יצא אפשר לקיים שניהם? יצא אפשר לקיים שניהם? זוגת רב נוחם הפושט החשב. The Gemara now doesn't hold from אפשר לקיים שניהם, אפשר בחליצה. Later, the Gemara will say that Esa is not Deich Eloisus because Efshar Bechalitza. Now we don't hold it Efshar Bechalitza. Why? So the Pashtus, the Gemara later will hold Chalitza Mokim Mitzvah as the equal, and now we learn Chalitza Mokim Mitzvah, Yibum Lav Mitzvah, it's not called Efshar Lekayim Shtey. So it's Deichak. Now the Gemara learns Chalitza Mokim Mitzvah, Lav Mitzvah, but it's not called Efshar Lekayim Shtey. Later, the Gemara will say it's considered Efshar Lekayim Shtey, and then the Gemara will be Chayza. Zagt Reb Nachum Azay. The Gemara later will hold that what Eses Deicha Loisese, not that Eses more chamu from Loisese. Loisese is more chamu from Ese. Just not to be over and bitul Ese, you're allowed to be over and the lav. Not the kiyum Ese is more chashu from kiyum alav, but lav ir ala Ese is worse from lav ir ala lav. V'meile val efshor bechalitze, so you don't have to be over on the Ese, so Ese is not Deicha Loisese. If you could mekayim by the shniyo and you will not be over on the isur ese, you don't have a heter lekayim shteyim. So the maskonas the gemara later when the gemara wants to say efshar lekayim shteyim, say efshar bechalitze. Tago, say efshar bechalitze. Say efshar bechalitze and say efshar with the second wife. It's called efshar lekayim shteyim. But the gemara now learns why the gemara didn't say now efshar bechalitze. The Gemara learns not that we don't want to be over on the Isur Ese as Matir. Ese is more chomo from love. If Ese is more chomo from love, when you have a second wife, it doesn't make a difference. Every Isha has a separate mitzvah. It's like you can mekayim with a different beged. It's not called Efshar lekayim shteyim. Efshar be Isha achas is not called Efshar lekayim shteyim. It's not called Efshar lekayim shteyim. So, Mele, what is the kasha? Why the Gemara didn't answer Efshar Lekayim Shteyim? Because it's two noshim. The Teretz is now, for the same reason that the Gemara doesn't say Efshar Bechalitza is called Efshar Lekayim Shteyim, because the Kiyom HaMitzvah is Doiche, and Yibum Mokim Chalitza Mokim Yibum Lav Mitzvah, also two wives is not called Efshar Lekayim Shteyim. Lemaskana say Gemara, not the Ese is Doiche. Not to be over on the Ese is Doiche. Efshar Bechalitza, I'm not be over on the Ese. Or Efshar by the second wife, I will not be over by the Ese. Zog the Gemara weiter. Mosiv Rove, Ptsuodako vekrushovcho, Soris Odom veazoken, Oy cholzim oy meyabne. Keitza. Meisu de zoken ve de soris velohem achim, velohem noshim, veomdu achim vasu maim abeneshaseyem, ונוסנו גד וחולצו מה שעשו עשו ואם בו עלו קונו יקודו ייבום תדם תאיזה סייז איבל לכתחילה וואי סייז בלא שבדיאגר בדיאבל אגב דה סייפה what is the chidush in the reisha? Some of the chidush is that even that when my brother was alive he never could have kids so what is the point to be making shem? He himself could never have kids what I have to help him? When someone could have kids and he dies, makes sense to help him. But he's useless. I mean, he can't have kids. So he dies, oh, and if he's alive, he also can't have kids. But the Sefer said a different chidush. Meisu achim, ve'omdu hem ve'osu ma'im v'nishasem v'nosnu get. Oshecholzu ma'a she'osu osu v'imba alu konu. Ve'osu le'kaim em shumshanem alo yovoi p'tsu adako. Ve'isal g'day techa ve'lavi midei reise le'chalitza ramye. Leibum leiramye im boalu amai konu. That's the Gemara's kasha. So this is the second shlav. The first shlav that the Gemara Rove asked why it patters the tzore alibe de Rav Gida. Now Rove is getting closer. He's not only asking why it patters the tzore. Frekt Rove why im boalu konu? Shteito in the Gemara that lefi Rav Gida, the vay lefi Rav Gida. Chayvelavim that are nismayet from the parsha imbalu loikonu. We'll see later in a second that the Gemara will say even without Rav Gidal chayvelavim ve'ese that ain ese deicha leise ve'ese also is imbalu loikonu. But the while the Gemara is going lefi Rav Gidal that chayvelavim are nismayet from the parsha odo from lekachas lefi Rashi odo from Yevimtoi on avdem steht im balu leikon avdem steht im balu leikon frag di gmore lefi rav gidal has to be im balu leikon und in breise steht im balu kon so what is the gmore's kashe that lefi rav gidal has to be da loche im balu leikon zog de shar melech I want leat leat but does he beetzem the big yisoides why im balu leikon The Gemara is asking, Omar Rove, steht in Baalu Konu, Lefi Yurav Gidal, has to be in Baalu Loikonu. Why in Baalu Loikonu? Why has to be the Lefi Rav Gidal in Baalu Loikonu? So what do you say? Val is nismayed from the parsha, so there's no mitzvah sibu. Again, in Braise steht that Sor is in Baalu Konu. Fregt Rove, Lefi Rav Gidal, that nismayed from the parsha, had to be the aloche in Baalu Loikonu. Had to be the aloche in Baalu Loikonu, Lefi Rav Gidal, had to be the aloche in Baalu Loikonu. Why had to be the aloch in Baalu Loikonu? Lefi Rav Gidal. Why has to be the aloch Lefi Rav Gidal in Baalu Loikonu? Why has to be in Baalu Loikonu Lefi Rav Gidal? What? So what do you say? It's not in the parsha. Well, I mean, she's not in the parsha. Zog de Shara Melech. It's good that she's not in the parsha. It's good that she's not in the parsha. This is legabe mitzvah siyibum. Aber lefi de marsho. Lechure, why she's not mekudeshes midin kiddushin? Why she's not mekudeshes midin kiddushin? Ein echanami mitzad yibum min baalu loikonu. Aber shiobim mekudeshes. Zog de Shara Melech. It's toloi. And the chkir of the Mishin Lemelech. When the mute of the parsha goes off, if the Ishesach comes back or not, if the Ishesach comes back, the mele kiddushin are not toifas. If the Ishesach does not come back, kiddushin will be toifas. So again, als parshas von Yibum, als mitzvahs Yibum, zog the Mishar HaMelech, she's mufka from the parsha. Say, she's mufka from the parsha, als mitzvahs Yibum. Aber als kiddushin, zog the Mishar HaMelech. If we say that the Ishesach comes back, so kiddushin are not toifas. If the Ishesach does not come back, so then the kiddushin will be toifas. So the Shara Melech starts. Okay. So if you want side of the Mishul Melech and the Teisarosh that the Ishesach comes back, so take in echnami, kiddushin are not toifas. Kiddushin are not toifas. If you learn that the Ishesach does not come back, so lechura the kiddushin has to be toifas, and not only has to, as they gizok the marsha, the marsha said that the kiddushin are toifas. So frek the Shara Melech lefi the marsha that the kiddushin are toifas. So what is the gemara's kashim baalu loikonu? What is more? Asking a kasha, lefi Rav Gidal, why in Baalu Konu had to be the aloche in Baalu Loikonu? This is the Gemara's kasha and Rav Gidal. Rav Gidal, you learn that it's mufka from the parsha. Why it says in Soris in Baalu Konu had to be in Baalu Loikonu? Had to be in Baalu Loikonu. Frei de Shara Melech, lefi de Marsho, what is the Gemara's kasha? Baalu Konu, mitzad kiddushin. Ari the Marsha learned that Baalu Konu, that Kiddushin will be toifas. If the Marsha learns that Kiddushin will be toifas, as they learn the Marsha that Kiddushin will be toifas, so if the Marsha learns that Kiddushin will be toifas, so what is the Gemara's kasha? Let the Gemara answer. Ein echinami, you know what is the pshat in Baalu Konu? As Kiddushin. So Marsha, again, Shara Melech says, Lule Marsha, I would learn the Ishesach comes back, and maybe you can't make Kiddushin. But if the Marsha that the Kiddush, the Ishesach doesn't come back, and you could do Kiddushin, so what is the Gemara's kasha? Zog de Shara Melech two tirutzim. One teretz was mashma in Baalu Konu, and it could patter the tzor. Dum yedereisha. Mashma in Baalu Konu, that it could patter the tzor. And does it the kasha that it cannot be patterning the tzor? Inami in Baalu Konu mashma afilu baal korcho, not only midaito. And lefi de marsho, it's only midaito. In one word, zog de Shara Melech, mashma that in Baalu Konu yevamezdik. And if it's kiddushin, it's not yevamezdik. Azay de marsho will have to learn the gemara. It's not only. Again, we're asking a kasha, what is Rav's kasha? Why? Rav is asking why in Baal Ukamu? Zan Kiddushin. Zag Lushar HaMelech. Als Yibum, she's Bufka from the Parsha. What is left? Kiddushin. Deishasach comes back. Mishal HaMelech. And if Deishasach doesn't come back, like the Marshal Kochach Lunza, Deishasach doesn't come back. So if the Marshal Lunza called the Deishasach doesn't come back, so what is the Gemara's Kasha? In Baal Ukamu, as the Kiddushin HaToyfes. The Teretzes. Was mashmat to the Gemara that it's teuf, that the imbalukonu mashmat to the Gemara that it's yevamizdik, that it's patas the tzara mashma not even baal korcho, and thus doesn't work. This is the way the Shara Melech learns the Gemara alibe de Marsha. What? Who said it doesn't pater her? Fi de Marsha it paters her. Well, and fi de Marsha it paters her. The Gemara is asking on the words in Baal Ukamu. The Gemara is asking the Kasha in Baal Ukamu. It says the words in Baal Ukamu. So for Yisrael Melech, yeah, Konu. That's not what Moshe says. Konu. Konu means Kiddushin. That's the Yisrael Melech's Kasha. So if Yisrael is on a Kasha, but if the Marsho, it's not a Zaytik Kasha. If the Marsho is learning the Suge, then Avada is Koine. So it was not Mashmat in the Gemara that Koine means only Kiddushin, was Mashmat to part of the Tzorah. Or Inami, not only to pater the Torah, was mashma that she's even Baal Korcho, and if the Marsha, it's only Midaito, it's not Baal Korcho. It's not Baal Korcho. Zok Reb Nochem, if you read the Rashi, there's an interesting diuk in the Rashi. Look in Rashi. Vim Baal Ukonu, V'yoytzes beget beloy chalitza. V'yoytzes beget beloy chalitza. What Rashi is saying? V'im bo alukonu. V'yoytzes beget beloy chalitza. Sagrim Nochem is Meduik in Rashi. Rashi learns in Baal Ukonu, what is the Pshat in Baal Ukonu? Yoitzes beget beloy chalitza. And in Baal Ukonu, what would be the aloche? What is Mashma in Rashi? Moishi, what is Mashma in Rashi? What is Mashma in Rashi? Baal Ukonu yoitzes beget beloy chalitza. That if Balu loikonu, Yoitzes beget mit chalitza. Vim Balu konu, Vyoitzes beget belay chalitza. Im Balu loikonu, is Yoitzes beget with a chalitza. Im konu, you don't need a chalitza and you need a get. Loikonu, what is the pshat? You need a get, but you need a chalitza. Rashi repeats himself a couple times in the sugya. Again, Reb Nochem holds that it's a starke deal. It's about all the Rishonim learn like this, b'das Rashi. Rashi learns pshat. V'im bo'al ukonu v'osi de pshat, yoitza beget beloi chalitza. It's yibu. Im bo'al uloi konu, what will be the aloche? You need a chalitza. Over avada, you will need a get. Because the Kiddushin HaToyfes. Because Rashi will learn that the Kiddushin HaToyfes. Rashi learns Avada the Kiddushin HaToyfes. Avada the Kiddushin HaToyfes learns Rashi. So Rashi says, so what is the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara's Kasha is, so again, Rashi learns like the Marsho that Kiddushin HaToyfes. But Rashi learns that even though the Kiddushin HaToyfes, she needs a chalitza. Because it's not a Yibu. So she needs a chalitza. So while Rashi learns she needs a get and she needs a chalitza, so in Baal Ukonu she needs a get and she needs a chalitza. Baal Ukonu she doesn't need a chalitza. What? You're not asking for the deal? What? So if Rashi would learn normal, Rashi doesn't have to say no. So in Baal Ukonu kipshutai. In Gansin, Yevamo Gmura. What Rashi is coming with? In Baal Ukonu it's a Yibu. So Rashi, and it's Rishagit. I'll tell you more from the man. You know what? I'll explain the Diuk. You're not living the Diuk of Reb Nochum. I'll explain to you the Diuk. If Rashi would learn Stam, that Baal Ukonu means it's Yibum and Baal Ukonu means nothing. So Rashi is saying Baal Ukonu v'srichoget. For sure she doesn't need a chalitza. She was misyabim. The teretz is, it's not so posh that the chiddush in Baal Ukonu that she doesn't need chalitza. Aber that she needs a get, this is not the chiddush in Baal Ukonu. Baal Ukonu, this is memeila because it's kiddushin. Sogt Reb Nochem, azay is meduik in Rashi. Also, is meduik in the last Rashi in the Amud. Go to the last Rashi in the Amud. Poiteres also ve'etzoroso min achalitzo v'sagi lo beget. Not v'sagi lo beget. Nay, not v'sagi lo beget. And she needs a get. Because if it's not poiteres, so she, the last Rashi in the Amud. Read the last Rashi in the Amud, good. Chil, read the last Rashi in the Amud. But what's Rashi said, the last Rashi in the Amud? What's this cycle of again? Forget, if Chavelavim are not Oile Leibum, she doesn't need a get. She doesn't need a get. What's the cycle of again? It's enough again, and she doesn't need Chalitza. If it's not good, she will also need a chalitza. A baguette for sure she needs. State klor in Rashi, and as they state in Meiri and Reb Avrom in Ahar, that Rashi learns klor that even in Baalu Leikonu, Avade, it's koinas the kiddushin. It's the words of the Meiri. Now, the Marshal learned that when a kiddushin achal, you're ready potu michalitze. That was the shtikotei of the Marshal. That the Marshal himself said Rashi is not going with him. Oh, but what is Shitas Rashi? What is Shitas Rashi doing in the Gemara? Shitas Rashi in the Gemara. So we learn the Gemara's kasha. Rove is asking Rav Gidal a kasha. Rav Gidal, you learn that Chavilavim amufka. So why the Soris in Baal Ukonu? Why he doesn't need chalitze? Why Konu? I understand. He needs a get. I'm not asking you why he needs a get. Avada, even if it's Chavilavim, about the Kiddushin HaToyfes. Even if it's Chavilavim, the Kiddushin HaToyfes. Like the Sharam Melech wanted to say. No, vos. Why is she potu michalitze? Are it's not yibum, it's only kiddushin. So why is she potu michalitze? Vaisto is chayvelavi midoy raise oile le yibum, and b'meila she's potu miyibum michalitze. This is Rav's kasha. This is tchilas advorim beetzem. So nochabo. So the Marsho beetzem came, and the Marsho, and Reb Nochem in the Hemshech b'derech Rashi. First I went on teres. First b'pshat. They took the Gemara, that when you read the Gemara, it's poshut that Chavilavim for Rav Gidal is lo ikonu, and she's out, and nothing is chal, and the Marsho already reads it in the first Gemara. No, the Marsho says, chidush, that after it's koinu, you potu michalitze, that chidush we said in Marsho nishgirech. Rashi, Marsho himself says that Rashi doesn't know like it. But now when the Gemara is asking a kasha, amayim baal ukonu, frank the Sharam Melech, ober avades, toifes kiddushin. So if the Shizach goes back, but if the Shizach doesn't come back, zog the Sharam Melech, ein echenami, the Gemara is only asking that it's mashma konu yibum. Rashi also learns like that, Zogreb Nochem. That the Gemara is asking a kasha, mashma konon yipotu michalitze. It's not emes. Over avada, she needs a get. And if you're not masking to the first Rashi, it's meduik in the last Rashi. And this is beetzim the Sharam Melech. Sharam Melech also learned like this, the Gemara. That avada, you will need a get. As is from the Sharam Melech. Just the Gemara means, Sharam Melech says, if you push the tzal for the Mishnah Melech, that the Shizach does not come back. We have Tesarosh, but the Pasha, the Shizach does not come back. If the Shizach does not come back, b'meile, avada she needs a get. What? Who? No, that the Gemara is asking. Konu mashma, she's potu me the whole parsha. It's not MS. She needs chalitza. But avada she needs a get. We're not asking why konu. Konu avada because it's kiddushin. Konu avada, but it's kiddushin. We only asking a kasha, but why she's part of michalitza? Why she's konu zog the sharam melech? The ishesach is off. Mele, it's a maisa kiddushin. Right, this is the Gemara's kasha. Steht konu, she doesn't need something else. She will need something else. And when the Gemara says later, Peteres, and she doesn't need chalitza, saigi lo beget. And if it's not Peteres, loy saigi lo beget. She needs a chalitza, although she's already married. That's the Dirk of Rabnoch. So the Sharam Melech, again, that is a Maisa Kiddushin, is a Meiri Reb Avraham min Ahar, the Maharsho, the Maharsho said Chidushin, and the Maisa Reb Nochem says it's a Rashi. In a second, we'll buy it ice more. Comes the Avni Miluim and Simen Kufa in Dalet, brings the Sharam Melech, and he says, V'tousu beyodoi, to say such a thing by the As Rashi, that the Kiddushin HaToifes Tosu Beyodai. Why? He forgot a Rashi in Daf Nun Beis. Rashi in Daf Nun Beis asks a kasha. Evi Maimar, why it's only the Rabbonon? Let it to be Midai Raisa. Every time when you make a Maimar, every lady that you make Kaddish, the Kiddushin Achal. So why every Yevama when you make a Maimar, it's only Midai Rabbonon? What Rashi answers in Daf Nun Beis? What's that Rashi in Daf Nun Beis? Said it 20 times this man is Rashi. Zogt Rashi, open Daf Nun Beis, Zogt Rashi, ending in open Daf Gedenken des Rashi. The Ava gav the Yoiv Lamidi, the Bramasri Kesef Ashova Kesef, Nun Beza Mudalev, Kesef Ashova Kesef, the Ava gav the Yoiv Lamidi, Lav Kiddushin, Kiddushat Shari, and Kiddushin Tavisim Beishasach. Hatere loitiro lazis kishanoch is a Keseder Mitzvah, Ubiro the Kosov Barachmone. State that Beishasach comes back? So how you could learn that it's Chal the Kiddushin, state in Rashi and Davnun Beis, Asido Eishasach? So some say, Loshon Rashi dear is that the Torah was only matir lebiya, not lekesef. And Domi read lebiya. Now the Miluim says tosu beyodoi. It's a sheina Torah, not bedas Rashi. The Hainu, the Mishnah Melech can have a chkira bismorgan. Zok the Miluim if the Ishasach comes back or not. This is klapi, I don't know what. Klapi bia, klapi everything else. Oh, but klapi kiddushin, Rashi says, even when the Ishasach didn't go off, the Ishasach is there. Even when the Ishasach didn't go off, it's there. So you have a chkir if the Ishasach went off or not. Shmelech says, yes, maybe not, maybe yes, veispish. Oh, but klapi kiddushin, state in Rashi that it's there. So how you could say, Marsho, if Rashi not like him, the Marsho wants to learn that the Kiddushin is Chal. Sharam Melech and Reb Nochem, we want to learn it in Rashi. That the Kiddushin is Chal. State Klor in Rashi in Afnun Beis, that the Ishasach here, that the Kiddushin is not Chal. Nay. The Rabbonon said not to do it. Rabbonon attacking the Maimer, he didn't attack him, why the Bichal? So Reb Shimon Shkop doesn't want to change the Torah. He wants to go with the Marsho, with the Sharam Melech, with the Achroinim, and to say that Rashi holds that the Ishasach goes off. I Rashi Daf Nun Beis says that the Ishasach is there. Reb Shimon says Reb Shimon Dik in Gansen. It's very Reb Shimon Dik in Torah. It says like this: when is the mitzvah Yibum? The mitzvah is to meyabim the Ishasach. So Hashem leaves the Ishasach for the mitzvah Yibum. It's mutar for beer. But shaloi lebiya, it's not mutar. But when it's no mitzvah, the ishisach disappears. So when there's no mitzvah, that is no ishisach. Again, why the ishisach disappears? Because it goes off for the mitzvah. Right? If it's no mitzvah, the ishisach doesn't go off. It goes off for the mitzvah, but it stays for the yibum. So b'meila it stays the kiddushin. But when there's no yibum and it's only chalitza, it goes off and it goes off completely, and then you can do kiddushin. When the Torah wants you to be making Shem, it leaves the Ishasach that you can be making Shem. So b'meila nafnun beis that she's a normal Yevama and kiddushin toifsim. Here that she's not a regular Yevama, are kiddushin toifas. But it's very vital. Reb Nochem said, Vaistois, if we want to be Maimi the Sugya with the Diuk Bedas Rashi, and we like this Diuk Bedas Rashi, I'll explain in a second why are we trying to push such a Shvacha Diuk Bedas Rashi. That Rashi learns that the Kiddushin are Toifes by us, and she needs a get. And the whole Gemara's Kashi is Konu Mashu, she doesn't need Chalitze. Doesn't need the Gemara's Kashi. But Ravada, she needs a get. Aye, we're asking a Kashi as a Ishesach. Rashi doesn't mean Kiddushin midin Kiddushin. Rashi means that the Yibum is Chal b'miktas. Rashi doesn't mean by us that in Bo'al Ukonu it's midin Kiddushin. Rashi means in Bo'al Ukonu Ashtik Yibum b'miktas. Ashtik Yibum b'miktas. This is what Rashi means. And Nafkamina, you don't have to have her das. If you literally like the Shara Melech and the Marsha and have the Miluim, only if he and she had a das to a Maisa Kiddushin at the Bichal. On a das. Every Chai Belavim that is smart from the Parsha, the Shtikel in the Parsha Sibu. This is the first Chaylek, Amodas Advorim. I want to misakim the Amodas Advorim and then we will explain why we have to say it Chotch and this Shlav of the Gemara. Aminut. So again, the Amodas Advorim is that we're Medayik Bedas Rashi. We'll also know how we got to the Shara Melech. That when the Gemara learns that if you have Gidal Chai Velavim, a Mufkav, in Baalu Loikonu, it doesn't mean Loikonu Bichlal, Avade Konu Eishasish, Loikonu Yibum Dik, and she needs Chalitze. Aber Avade, she's Eishasish. That's the Diuk from Reb Nochem and the two Rashis. Now, the Pashtus, the Shara Melech explain why. Because it's Kiddushin. The Ishesach goes off. Frektim da avne miluim and simin kufa in dalet. You forgot. But that's Rashi, you can't say it. Rashi says the Ishesach is there. So, Shimon said a teire. We say no. Rashi means that lefi Rav Gidal it's mufka from the parsha, ober ashtik el Ishesish it is, ober yibum dik, not Kiddushin dik. Kiddushin dik, she's a erve. Yibum dik. Yibum dik, not Kiddushin dik. Nafkemine, Firab Shimon, if you give a kiss of Kiddushin, it will work, Midei Raisa. Firab Nochem, it will not work, only if you do a beer. This is the Amodas Advori. So you're right. When you learn the Gemara, you matter, it's like, no, that's a posh the Gemara. You take the Gemara and we turn it around, straight in Balu, Loikonu, we made Yokonu. Push up Sadiuk and Rashi, doesn't steal from Nocha Rashi, Shtip Nocha Teire, Unocha Teire. For what? The answer is. Rabbi Avraham in Ahar says the whole Torah. We have a problem with Das Rashi. The Gemara asked the Kashe, why chavelavim ha'oile lechalitze? Loi karinen beilokachas. Is the afkoe from the Parsha? What was the answer of the Gemara? Tafsi b'kiddushin. What is the Teretz? Karinen beilokachas b'dievet. State in the Gemara, karinen beilokachas b'dievet, that b'dievet it is chal. Rashi has a problem. How the Gemara says that lefi Rav Gidal im ba'alu loikonu? I learned pshat in the Gemara. My roiso not stam svore. Chayvelavim is a shvach miut. Chayvekrisus is a stark miut. Karinen beilokachas b'dievet. The Rashi learns lokachas be'alme. But Rav Avraham in Aharon Teisarosh learns this isho has to be lokachas. Ah, you can't do Yibum, she's Mufka from the Parsha. We said she's not Mamish Mufka from the Parsha. Karinen Beilokachas Bediyevet. That if you took her Bediyevet, she became your wife. If you took her Bediyevet, she became your wife. So the Teire was matter her. Karinen Beilokachas Bediyevet. It was a very shvary Gemara why it's called Karinen Beilokachas Bediyevet. So when we started to learn the Gemara, you asked me how the Gemara is asking a kasha. A second ago we said Karim Belokaras b'di'evet. How we read this Gemara now that in Ba'alu Lekonu? The Teretz is, Zog Reb Nochem, Rashi learns the whole sugya with this pshat of Karim Belokaras b'di'evet. So the whole Gemara, if you Rashi, Milan the Gemara, Gich is no Gemara. But if you learn the Gemara be'archove, Sayin Amud Aleph, Sayin Amud Beis, Rashi is reading the Gemara under the lines, under the sugi and ganzen. The miut is lokachas. Mufka from the parsh. Rashi knew with someone is mufka and ganzen. Frag the Gemara, Sechai v'kriz is also is mufka and ganzen. It's a ribui. So the Gemara, man of shach, if it's a ribui, all of us say it's a ribui. Mayro Isa. Zagmore here Karinan Belokachas Bediyevit. The Gilui of the Yeshnochoi also Yevimtoi that she's not Mamish Mufka from the Parsha. So Trashi, what is the gather? Not stand that she has Chalitza, she Karinan Belokachas Bediyevit. It's Chal Bediyevit. Why it's Chal Bediyevit? So without Teres, Chal Bediyevit. Zagdim Avrom Minahar, it's Chal Bediyevit Yibumdik. The Meiri says, Chal b'di'evet kiddushin dik. So the Meiri learns, it's Chal b'di'evet, Chodshet will be a Meister kiddushin. It's very schwer, Rashi Shitoser, okay? The Meiri definitely based didn't say the Rashi. But Rashi Shitoser, if Avraham in our says the words, the Mikol Mokoyim Zike Mias, b'meile Karin b'lokachas b'di'evet. That's a modern Zach. But that Karin b'lokachas b'di'evet, I would say, okay, so b'di'evet she's a Yevama. No. It's not enough to pater from Chalitza. It's not enough to pater her Tzolah.
So,
what is that? Because in the Shteyim, Baal Ukonu Zog Trashi, that she's Potu Michalitza. Chalitza, she's not Potu. I'm glad that she's Konu. But why she's Potu Michalitza? No, but the Evet, she's Koine. Korinen Belokachas. She will be considered a Lokachas, but it's not a Kiyum of Mitzvah Yibum. She's Mufka from the Parsha. Again, she is Mufka. No, she's Mufka. No, but the Eved, if you took her, she's called the Lakachas. She becomes. Now that you. Atzibu, but you're not becoming the. But no, you're not becoming the mitzvah even by her. She herself needs Chalitza yet. She herself needs Chalitza. So this is the Gemara's Kasha. So what I'm trying to say is it's not the Pshat. We're saying a Doichak Dike Pshat and Rashi and the Gemara. Rashi doesn't have a breire only to learn the Gemara Doichakdik. While Rashi learns Karin Belokachas B'di'evet. What is Karin Belokachas B'di'evet? The pshat is that it's called the Lokachas. On them is Afkoef from the Parsha. And you can't say stand that it's a Ribui Lechalitze. Because if it's a Ribui Lechalitze, Zog the Gemara Edi Chavi Christus will have the Ribui. Zog the Gemara Tafsi B'Kiddushin, and we don't mean stam, we mean the last Rashi in Amud Aleph, Karinen Belokachas B'di'evet. This is what Rashi explained, that this is called Karin Belokachas B'di'evet. Zog Reb Avraham Minahar, what is Karin Belokachas B'di'evet? That she became his wife. B'meila, she needs a get. So B'meila, when the Gemara is asking a kasher, this is the reason Avraham said, if not Rashi, he didn't have to say nothing. In Baal Ukonu, and if he had given, it's like Konu, it's Gomish. Why Rashi has to explain? Get, Chalitza. The Torah says, Avada Yukoyne Lefir Avgidal. So what is the Kasha? But why she's Potu Beloi Chalitza? So now read the Rashi. V'im Balu Konu V'yayitz Beget Beloi Chalitza. Why? Why Konu? She doesn't need a Chalitza. She needs a Chalitza. But the fact that she needs a Get, does he Nishkin Kasha? Does he Nishkin Kasha? So again, the Meiri state klor like the Shara Melech that it's midin kiddushin, and this is enough for be considered karim belokachas b'di'evet klapi kiddushin, and they don't have Rashi dafnun base. Other we answer like the Shara Melech, other like the Reb Shimon, other the Meiri himself didn't say it. But that's Rashi, as Rashi state nishta zay. But that's Rashi that state nishta zay. So we have to answer that Rashi means midin yibum, and it's a sach gishmaker that. Or we're asking, you don't have to have a das. Who told Rashi that he had a das for Kiddushin? We're asking the whole time, at the Marsho, the whole time, who said that he had a das in the Kiddushin? You don't have to have a das in the Kiddushin. It's Baal Kocho Mitzad Yibu. Mamshich the Gemara. Elo Omar Rove. So Rove Be'etzem is Choylek and Rav Gidal. Almona min ha'irusin nami esa ve'lo yisaseu. Dichsiv, k'doishim iu le'elegeyem. Almona is also lo yisase ve'esa. Ve'ein esa doicha lo yisase ve'esa. Mamzeres ve'nesine ma'ike le'meima, k'siv yiskadishtem. So it's also lo yisase ve'esa. Ve'ein esa doicha lo yisase ve'esa. Yochi kolatere kula nami esa ve lo yisase. Lechsi ve yiskadishtem. Elo amar Rove gzeira almonu min ha'irusin oto almonu min ha'nesui. So what is the teretz of Rove? Rabbi Be'etzem is trying to answer, Einachanami is no mute. We're not learning out from Lokachas. No, the reason Chai Velavim cannot do Yibum, because Almona Min Ha'irusin is also Loisa Seve'ese. Ve'ein Ese Deiche Loisa Seve'ese. Mamzeres V'nesina, what is the answer? Is a Loisa Seve'ese. Ve'ein Ese Deiche Loisa Seve'ese. Frag the Gemara, so Ba'azei Kol Ha'tere Kula Nami Ese Ve'loisa Seve'ese. So never in the Torah you could say Esa is Deicha Loisese. Elo Amar Rove Anu Teretz. So in the middle Shlav, Rove is trying to answer that the list of the Mishnah Be'etzem is not only a Loisese, as Ein Esa Deicha Loisese Ve'ese. Ein Esa Deicha Loisese Ve'ese. Now, so lefit this Shlav of the Gemara, that Ein Esa Deicha Loisese Ve'ese, what Rove will hold? If Ein Esa Deicha Loisese Ve'ese, so b'diyeved in Baal Ukonu or b'diyeved in Baal Uloikonu? If Ein Esa Deicha Loisese Ve'ese, Chavelavim Ve'ese, Chavelavim Ve'ese, Ein Esa Deicha Loisese Ve'ese, and b'diyeved you do the Yibum, in Baal Ukonu or in Baal Uloikonu? In Baal Ukonu, in Baal Uloikonu. In Baal Ukonu, in Baal Uloikonu. What? What? Ein Esa Deicha Loisese Ve'ese. So Loikonu Ukonu. What? The Shaila is, as they vice tois, all of the Rishonim and the Achronim kimat learned. The Shaila, why not? Why not? Ein Esa Deicha Loisese Ve'ese. Say that, I'm not beseder to do it. But with the Eved, if I did it, why I'm not going it? So what? So I was over Aveira. Why with the Eved I'm not? Mitzvah Baba Aveira? What Shaykh is the Shazach? I'm not allowed to do it. With the Eved, she's a Yevama. I have an Yisro to do it. Why with the Eved I can't, I'm not going it? It's Mevur as I in the end of the Gemara. The Shaila, why? Bishleime till now lefi Rav Gidal was the Afkoy from the Parsha. Other on Rav Gidal is not Afkoy from the Parsha. On Rav Gidal is not Afkoy from the Parsha. So if it's not Afkoy from the Parsha, it's Pashtus Mevur in the Gemara be Pashtus that Avada, if Ein Esa Deicha Loisese Ve'ese, will be in Baal Ulikonu lefi Rove, and Alman Ulike in God, Lugush Machalutz Kaledet, and lefi the Ava mean that every time is Ein Esa Deicha Loisese Ve'ese, in Baal Ulikonu. But the Shaila, why? Rabbi Masbir. Rabbi Kveiger answers the Kasha. Rove answered now, Rove answered now that every time Ein Esa Deicha Loisese Ve'ese. Ein Esa Deicha Loisese Ve'ese. Fregt Rav Kveiger, nu Soris. What is Soris? Also Loisese Ve'ese lefi Rove lefi Nesan Kedai Toch? When Rove now gave an Esa to all of the Lavin, he will give an Esa to Soris also or not? What? Lechaura, yes. What? What? Vizkadashtem. The Gemara says, Yochi kol ha-terikula vizkadashtem. So the fear of it, Soris is also Esa Deicha Loisese. So frag the Rav Kveiger, and state in Soris in Baal Ukonu. Ari, this was Rove's Kasha and Rav Gidal. Why the fear of it now it's good, frag the Rav Kveiger. Lefi the Sal Kedai, right, in a second Rove says it's only a Gzeire. Else is good. But lefi this Shlav of the Gemara, when Rove said that it's Esa Veloisese, L'chura Soris will also be Esa Veloisese. If Soris will also be Loisese Ve'ese, frag Rav Kveiger, so why in Baal Ukonu? Why in Baal Ukonu? And Zog Rav Kveiger, and if you will tell me that Soris is not Loisese Ve'ese, so why is that in Baal Ukonu? Had to be written down, Me'yavim Lekatchile. Before the Gemara Nudik Zeire. If you thought that Soris is Loisese Ve'ese, so why be the evidence in Baal Ukonu? And if you don't think that it's a Loisese Ve'ese, so Lekatchila you can marry a Soris. Zog the Rashash, maybe not. Maybe only lefi Rav Gidal im ba'alu lo ikonu. Aber on Rav Gidal, ein esse deiche lo isse ve esse. Aber with the evidence, you could do it. Aber es mevuren, Rav Kibbe Eger, es mevuren all of the Rishonim, that if esse is not deiche lo isse ve esse, afilu with the evidence, you cannot do it. I feel with the evidence you cannot do Yibum. Zog di Gemara, Elo Omar Rove, Gzeir Almon min Ha'ir, Sinoto Almon min Ha'Nesuim. Zog di Gemara, Mamzeres v'Nesin Ha'ikel Ha'Meimar, Gzeir Mokim Mitzvah, Otu Shalom Mokim Mitzvah. Elo Ma'ato Yishtochim Ha'ov, Yishtochim Gzeir Mishum Yishtochim Me'imoy, Yibum Menach Letal Rachmon. Meida Yadir, Isha Shein Lebonim Lo Yitisiyah, Gzeir Mishum Isha Shiyash Lebonim, ובונים תל רחמונה, מידע ידיע, איש הסורם שלו בילומי, תזיעה במגזירים משום הסורם שלו בילומי, בישיב תל רחמונה, מידע ידיע, כל הנוש שלו תזיעה במגזירים משום איירניס, זה כמו לא השכיחה, ממזר ונסים נאמה לא השכיחה, זאת איזה סדר, כמו אותו זה מין אבי קייס, אלו אומר רובה, גזיר ביו ראשונו אוטו ביו שניה, תני נמי אוכי, אם בוא לוקונו בביו ראשונו, ואוסו לקיימו בביו שניה. So the maskone of Rove is that Chai Velavim is also to the Yibum, not because it's a miut from the parsha, Gzei Rabbi Yerishoy Nahotu Biyoshniya. Zog di Gemore, Hoda Roma Rove, Vissei Meravashi, a different terrors. Lav Mirzi Da'amri, it's not a kasha bichlal, Yovo Yesev Yitcha Loisese. The Omar Rishlokish, Kol Mokum, Shatamoitza Esev Loisese, Ima Diyoche Lekayim Shteyem Mutovim Lav, Yovo Yesev Yitcha Es Loisese. Ochenami Efshar Bechalitza, De Mekayim Esev Loisese. So we have two terutsi why you can't do Yibum. Other Gzei Rabbi Arishoy Nahotu Biyoshniya, other because Efshar Bechalitza. Meisvi Vim Baalu Konu, was the kasha. If you're telling me mitzad gzeir that efshar bechalitza, so why believe it in ba'alu konu? State that if esse cannot be doicha loisese, in ba'alu lo ikonu. Tiyufte. Loshon Rashi, in ba'alu konu, al mimidei reise rami kamei lemitcha loisese. So state in the Gemara as a. Lemaise, we have three reasons why lemaise you can't do yibum b'chai velavi. Lefi Rav Gida, we have a mute. לפי רוב is no mute. Other גזיר רבי הראשונו, אותו בישניה, other מצד אפשר בחליצה. זאת דגמור, but if it's מצד אפשר בחליצה, it would have to be that בדיעבד לא יקונו, because when אסה is not דויך לא יססה, because אפשר לקיים שתיים, other because אין אסה דויך לא יססה ואסה, so בחי גבנה, we don't say in בעלו קונו, so רוב בלייב, גזיר רבי הראשונו, אותו בישניה. So it's two things that בעצם we have to be מבארת. So state the klor in the Gemara that if Esa is not doicha loisese because Efshar bechalitza in balu loikonu. State in the Rishonim if baalmon lekoyin gadol. State in Rambam val ein Esa doicha loisese veEsa in balu loikonu. The shaila is why bishleim en Rav Gidal was afkoyin from the parsha. Mashein kim beloisese veEsa or beEfshar lekayim shteyim lechur is not afkoyin from the parsha. אבל יכול שלפי רשי זה לא אף כל פעד פרשה. ואפילו אוכי, בדיעבד אם בעלו לא יקונו. או בשטייט קלור דת אין הרגלו חי ולאבים, בדיעבד אם בעלו קונו. בדיעבד אם בעלו קונו. Why? Because you can't do it בדרבון או גזי רבי ראשי נועות ובי השניר. אבל if you didn't listen to the חכמים, and you did it, בדיעבד it's חב. And here is a big noise. A big noise we're going to. The marshal, no, you can't blow shofar in Shabbos. But the Rabbanon is also to blow shofar. If someone blew shofar, is Mekayim the mitzvah? Pashas, yeah. In Baalu Konu. Rabbanon said not to do the Yibum, but in the Eved, if I did it, it's okay. Why in shofar you telling me that in the Eved they told me not to do it? Chazal said not to put on tefillin Yon Tevsheini. So you put it, it's gone. You put on, you made a bochel levatole. Don't state in the Gemara, it's a gzei rabbi yorishay nahotu b'yashmiya, but state in b'diyavid in Baalu Konu. And she doesn't need chalitza. And she patos the tzara. Why? I will follow Kama Hashem. It's a mitzvah. Who says Kama Hashem? It's a beer Rishonah was never a Kama Hashem. But the tachlis never happened. The tachlis never happened. It's Hashem tomorrow. I want to go into the scene.